by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, 5,000 years ago. Not 5,000 years ago, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that before it was explained to Arjuna, it was formally explained to the sun god. Imam vivasati yugam pratvan aham abhayam vivasyan manave praho manu ikha kave bravi. Lord Krishna said that before explaining the yoga system, bhakti yoga system to Arjuna, it was explained to the sun god, Vivasyan. And sun god explained the same system to his son, Manu. And Manu explained the same system to his son, Ikhadu. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo vidu. Krishna said that this system of knowledge is coming down by disciplic succession. Sakalina yuganastha paranto. My dear Arjuna, although it was coming down by disciplic succession, from spiritual master to the disciple, or from the father to the son, but in course of time, it is now lost. Therefore, I am speaking the same yoga system to you, Bhaktosi Priyosi me, because you are my devotee. So, if we want to understand, if we want to know God, we have to become His devotee. Devotee means servant, not paid servant, but servant by affection. Just like these boys, European boys, American boys, and some of the Philippine boys, they are trying to serve me, but they are not paid servant. They are servant by affection. Just like father and mother become the servant of the son. The son, the small child, he passing stool, and the mother cleans it. That does not mean the mother has become sweeper. The mother is mother, but out of affection, she is giving service. Similarly, when we give service to the Lord, in affection, in love, then God reveals. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namhave Graham Indri. God's name, God's form, God's quality, God's pastimes, activities are not understandable by our these blunt material senses. We cannot see God with these eyes. God is present everywhere. God is present within your heart. God is present within this universe. God is present within the atom. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Anna, Anna means this universe. God is within this universe. Just like in your body you are present, as I was going to explain, dehi nasmin jatha dehi. Asmin dehi, within this body, there is the proprietor of the body, the soul. Similarly, this gigantic body of universe, cosmic manifestation, there is the super soul. Therefore it is working. Just like in your body or in my body, because the soul is there, therefore it is active, it is moving. Similarly, this gigantic universal body, there is God, super soul. Two kinds of soul, one super soul and one individual soul. We are living entities, we are individuals, and God is super soul. What is the difference between super soul and individual soul? One is very small, minute, and the other is very big. God is great. Anoraniyam mahato mahiyam. God is greater than the greatest. You can conceive in your idea the greatness of something, but God is still greater. And you can conceive the smallest, just like the atom. If God is smaller than the atom, that is God. Not that He is only the great, but He is the smallest of. Anoraniyam mahato mahiyam. Mahato mahiyam means greater than the greatest. And anoraniyam, and smaller than the smallest. We cannot imagine the dimension of the atom, or we can imagine. But still God is smaller than that. This is the position of God. So He has got His form, as the atom has got form. Similarly, within the atom, God has got form. And as this whole universe has got form, the God has also got form. When there is a statement in the Vedic language, the God has no form, it does not mean God has no form, but He has form which we cannot imagine. That is called formless. Actually God is not formless, but what is that form you cannot imagine, because it's greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. So you can imagine the great, this universe, the sky, millions and millions of miles spread. The scientist says that to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years in the light year speed. But you can see there are so many planets. Just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, similarly there are other planets, but you cannot go. It is so big, beyond your reach. This is one universe. But there are innumerable universes. As you see that within this planet There are within this universe, there are numberless planets. You cannot count it. So, similarly, there are innumerable universes. And all these universes together is within God. So, the conception of God cannot be attained by our mental speculation. It is not possible. If you speculate what is God, you cannot understand. Therefore, the Vedic language says that athapiti deva padam bhujadvayam prasad leshanu grihita ivahi janati tattam nacharna ekopi chiram vichinnam. It is said, my dear Lord, one who is your devotee, athapi te deva padambujadam prasada lesanu grihita evai. One who is your devotee, one who has got your mercy by worshipping your lotus feet, he can understand. Others, they may go on speculating for many millions of years. Still, it is not possible to know God. And the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna said that because you are my devotee, therefore I am revealing unto you my nature. Therefore, the conclusion is that you have to become devotee. Then you can understand what is God. In the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said, bhaktya mam vijanati javana jaschami tattata. One can understand me by devotion, bhaktya. Bhaktya mam vijanati javana jaschami tattata. Tattata means in truth. He can imagine something of God, but that is not true. Just like, for example, somebody very big, very rich. So you can imagine this man is so big merchant, he has got so much money. Imagination by discussion amongst your friends. But that is not perfect knowledge. But somehow or other, if you make friendship with that big man, and if he tells you that my position is like this, then you can understand very little. You cannot speculate. By speculating, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. He is so great, our speculating power is very poor. In Sanskrit, there is a logical conclusion. Dr. Frog, a frog within the well. You know, well, a 3 feet circumference, and there is a frog. Another frog friend comes and informs the frog in the well, my dear friend, today I have seen a very big span of water, Pacific Ocean. So, the frog in the well, he considers that Pacific Ocean may be 4 feet, my water is 3 feet. The Pacific Ocean may be 4 feet. So he replied to his friend, is that Pacific Ocean 4 feet? No, no, it is very big. Like 5 feet. No, no, it is very big. Like 6 feet. So in this way if we speculate about God, 1 foot more, God may be little stronger than me, or richer than me, little, or more rich, more rich. In this way you cannot speculate. What will know the frog about the Pacific Ocean? Similarly, all our philosophical speculation about God is the speculation of the frog within the world. Because our brain cannot accommodate what is greatness. So, in that way, we cannot understand what is God. The process should be adopted. The process is bhakti, devotion. As it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. Now, the present civilization, mistake of the present civilization is that they are accepting this body, everything. After this body is finished, big philosophers, big professors I've talked with. I was talking with one professor, Mr. Kotovsky in Moscow. He is in charge of a big department. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. There is nothing more. Just see. And he is a great professor. He has no knowledge that after finishing this body, there is another body. We are going to accept another body. Not that after death, everything is finished. This conception is going on very strong, but this is a great mistake. That is being explained here by Krishna. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti. This is the first step to understand God. What is the nature of God? This is the first step. That I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. If I study myself, a sample of God, a little sample of God, then you can understand God. Just like you take a drop of Pacific Ocean water and you chemically analyze the constituents of that drop of water, then you can understand what is the constituent ingredients in the Pacific Ocean. You can understand. The difference is, as I have already explained, God and we, individual soul, are of the same quality. The quality is not different. Just like we have got creative power, God has got also creative power. But by your creative power, you can manufacture a big airplane or a Sputnik to fly in the sky. But God's creative power, millions and trillions of planets are floating in the sky. Just like the sun. You see every day the sun is there in the sky and it is lying in one corner of the sky. But this one planet itself is 1,400,000 bigger than this planet. This planet is only a teeny, a small planet in consideration of other planets. So we cannot know even what are there in this planet. So many things are unknown. So all these planets are floating. That's a fact. So that is the difference between God and me. I can create a small aeroplane and I can take the credit that our science is so much advanced that we don't care for God. No, he cannot do that. He cannot manufacture a planet that is not in your power. Similarly, there are so many things. You have creative power, God has got creative power, but your creation and God's creation, there is vast difference. So, this is the understanding of God. So God is great. How great? Nobody is equal to Him, nobody is above Him. Everyone is down. This is the conception of God. So, God is eternal, I am also eternal. God is within this universe, therefore the universe is working, and because I am within this universe, this body is working. It is very easy to understand. If you simply study, just that we, individual soul, we want to enjoy our senses. Similarly, God has also senses. He also wants to enjoy. Just like here, we see a young boy, a young girl is united. Similarly, you have seen our pictures, Krishna, Radha and Krishna. They are also united. There is also love, but that love is real. Here, the same thing, a reflection, a shadow, it is not real. The real love is there. There is no separation of that love here in this material world. Because it is shadow, it is false, therefore there is separation. Love without separation is in God. Relationship between friend and friend, here it is breakable. As soon as there is some dissatisfaction, the friends separate. But if you make friendship with God, that is never separate. If you love Krishna, there is never separation. If you accept Krishna as your son, that son will never die. So these are the conception of God. Actually, this is exhibited when Krishna came. Krishna comes here, God, in his original form, in one day of Brahma. These are very long, long narrations. So first of all, try to understand yourself. What is your nature? Then you will understand God automatically. Or if you are so advanced that you can understand God, then you can understand your nature. Just like God is gold mine and I am a gold ring. So the chemical composition of the gold ring and the chemical composition of the gold mine, the same. This is the position. Qualitatively, we are one. Quantitatively, we are different. Quantity, God's quantity, God's power, God's opulence, God's riches, God's beauty, God's wisdom, they are very, 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 very great than ours. That is the difference between God and us. Now, try to understand your constitutional position. Don't think that after this body is finished, or we meet death, then everything is finished as it is going on. The greatest mistake, the world is going on the mistaken platform. They do not know what is going to happen after death. There is no education. There is no department of knowledge in the university what is going to happen after death. They are simply taking account of this body which exists, say for 20 years or 50 years or at most 100 years. And they have no knowledge what is after this body. Therefore, Shastra says that jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhikkalatra adishubhomoyujyadhi jatitha buddhi salilena karhichi janesu avigyesu saiva gopa. When one person thinks that this body is I am this body, actually do so. If I ask you, what are you, what you are, you will give all description of your body. I will give all description of my body. I am Mr. Such and Such, I am born of such and such father, my national country is such and such. But these are all designation of this body. I do not know what I am. Therefore I give only the designation. Therefore my intelligence is bodily concept of life. I am this body. So Shastra says that if one is in bodily concept of life, then he is no better than the animal. Because the dog does not know that beyond this body the dog is there. He is a living entity, he is a soul, he is Brahma, part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. These things dog does not know. Or a cow does not know, or an ass does not know, or the animal does not know. Similarly, if we do not know beyond this body, then you are no better than animal. Saiva Gopal. So if you analyze the whole population, you will find that we are simply a crowd or assembly of so many animals, that's all. This is fact, because you do not know beyond this body. So you cannot expect any peace and prosperity in the animal society. That is not possible. The animals, by nature, they cannot live in peace. They are always fighting, just like children. Although they live together, but they will fight. They will fight. So the world is trying to have peace and prosperity, but they want to keep themselves as animals, so therefore the conclusion is that there cannot be any peace and prosperity in this status of social constitution. You have to become real human beings. That is what. And what is the human being? That is explained in the Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, you have heard the name if you have not studied. That is the greatest philosophical presentation of Indian culture. Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. Anta means end. Just like we have accumulating knowledge from university education, but everything remains imperfect. The scientists, they give some theory, but that is imperfect. Another scientist comes, he improves upon it. Everything. That means this knowledge has no end. It is going on, going on. But the knowledge which come to the point that here is the extreme knowledge, that is called Vedanta. So the Vedanta means, those who have read Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra or code is athāto brahma jigyāsā, athā, now The time is for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Athātam brahma jijñāsā. That means the human life. The human. Vedānta Sutra, this philosophy, is meant for the human being, not for cats and dogs. They cannot understand. Therefore it is said, Atha, now, it is the opportunity for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, this human form of life. What is that Absolute Truth? Everyone is under the concept of this body, but that is not Absolute Truth. It is relative truth. But if you inquire about the Absolute Truth, then it is possible, because you are a human being, you can understand what is that Absolute Truth. It is possible. Because this body is so advanced, our consciousness is so advanced, that there is possibility. But if we misuse this possibility, if we don't inquire about the Absolute Truth, simply we fight with one another for eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, then we are no better than animals. The animals eat, sleep, have their sex life, and they defend in their own way. So if we improve the method of eating, sleeping, and sexual intercourse and defending, then we don't go beyond the animal propensity. We have got higher intelligence, higher consciousness, not to improve the method of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but to understand the Absolute Truth. Therefore, without understanding the Absolute Truth, we are simply spoiling our opportunity of this human life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is attempting to educate people how to utilize this human form of life properly. It will not stay. It will also die. Just like cats die, the dogs die. We also die. But there is difference of this death. We can die knowing the Absolute Truth. The cats and dogs die without it. That is difference. In the Garga Upanishad, it is said, etad viditya prayati sa brahmana, etad aviditya prayati sa kripana, etad. This Absolute Knowledge, without knowing the Absolute Truth, if somebody dies, everyone will die. You cannot check. You may be very much advanced in scientific knowledge, but you cannot stop death. That is not possible. Neither you can stop old age, neither you can stop birth. Janma mrittu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that you may be very much advanced. You have mitigated all your sufferings, all the problems of life. But these problems of life, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, that you cannot avoid. That is not possible. But everyone has got the tendency to avoid birth, death, old age and disease. Why? Because the spirit soul, I am, in reality, I am not subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Because I have accepted this material body, therefore, apparently I am subject to birth, death and old age. Otherwise, I am eternal. Just like God is eternal, similarly I am also eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This living entity, the soul, after the annihilation of this body, he does not die. So These are the subject matter of knowledge in the human form of life. So, etat avidita, without knowing this science, if somebody dies, like cats and dogs, he is a kripana. Kripana means miser. And one who dies with the knowledge of this brahma-gyan, self-realization, he is called brahmana. Brahmana means brahma janati iti brahma. One who knows brahma, the absolute truth, he is called brahma. Therefore, our business is to become a brahmana. Don't think that brahmanas are produced only in India. No. Brahmana can be produced any part of the world. Simply by knowing Brahma, he can become Brahma. Every one of you can become Brahma. If you understand what is Brahma. Because Brahmana means one who knows the Brahma. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is a shudra. Illiterate, without any knowledge. He is called shudra. Worker class. Illiterate maybe, but without any sufficient knowledge. He is called a shudra. So everyone is born shudra. By the father and mother, when one is born, he is to be accepted as a shudra, uncultured. Janmana jayate shudra samaskarat bhavetuja. By education, by reformation, he becomes a bija. Bija means twice born. Just like the bird. Bird is called also bija. Because the bird is once born within the egg. And then fermentation of the egg, he comes out from the egg. Similarly, a person born by the father and mother is a shudra. But when he is given education, up to the understanding of knowing the absolute truth, he becomes bija, twice born. Janmana jayate shuddha samskara bhavet bija, vedo pathar bhavet vipra. And after becoming twice born, you know, you have seen sacred thread. That sacred thread is the emblem that he has approached the spiritual master and his birth, has second birth has been performed. This is the bat, a sacred thread. Perhaps you see in Indian Brahmin. A sacred thread means that is the mark that this man has now twice born. Sanskarat bhavet bija. There are 10 kinds of reformatory method, and one of them is initiation from the spiritual master. That is called bija. Sanskarat bhavet bija. Vedu pathat bhavet vipra. And when he is allowed to study this Vedic literature, without becoming bija, one cannot understand this Vedic literature. Just like without becoming a graduate, you are not allowed to enter in the law college. Similarly, without becoming a bija, you are not allowed to study the Vedas, because you will not understand. Sanskarat bhavet bija, vedo pathat bhavet vipra. And when by studying the Vedic literature, he understands Krishna, then he becomes a Brahma. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vidyam. Because the purpose of studying Vedas means to understand Krishna or God. When I speak of Krishna, you understand God. So, when one understands what is God, what is Brahma, what is Krishna, what is Paramatma, then he is a Brahma. This is the problem. So, Gargo Upanishad says that anyone who dies after becoming a Brahmana, his life is successful. And anyone who dies without becoming a brahmana, he dies like a cat and dog. That is the difference. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is that don't die like cats and dogs. Die like a brahmana. That is our thing. Don't think it is any sectarian religion. It is a science. It is a culture. You are trying to educate people how to become Brahman. Just like these European American boys, they are not born of a Brahmin family. According to Vedic understanding, they are born in the family of Mletcha or Javanas or Chandalas, like that. There are different terms. But Bhagavad says, never mind what he is. Or Bhagavad Gita says, never mind what he is. In the Bhagavad Gita we find the statement by Krishna, Mang hi partha bapasritya jivishu papajunayo. Anyone, it doesn't matter what he is, even is born in sinful family, it doesn't matter. If he takes shelter of me, Mang hi partha bapasritya tipi janti parangati. They all are promoted to the supreme planet, back to home, back to God. Kim puna brahmana punya. Then, if they can be promoted, what to speak of persons who are really born in the Brahmin family? So it is a great opportunity to make your life successful. Don't spoil your life like cats and dogs. Just become a Brahmin. We don't expect that everyone will become Brahmin. But if a little percentage of person becomes Brahmin, the whole problems of the world will be solved. Just like Brahmin is considered to be the brain. A man may be very healthy body, but if the brain is cracked, this body will not help. Everything is quiet. So at the present moment, there is no brain. There is no brand. Neither there is Kshatriya. Simply Shudras and Vaishyas. Mostly Shudras. So, as in your body, there are divisions. The brain division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. Similarly, the human society must be divided like the scientific divisions. A section of people must be very intelligent class of men, Brahmin. A section of people may be very strong Kshatriyas, politicians, fighters. A section of people must be producers, the Vaishyas. And a section of people must be Shudras or the legs. Just compare with your body. The full body means the head, the arm, the belly and the legs. If you say that there is no need of head, is that very body with sound? It is dead body. It is dead body. So, our propaganda is that we want to make a section of people Brahmana. Brahmana means one who knows Brahma. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. And we are all Brahmana. You, me, everyone. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the philosophy. That I am not this matter. I am Brahma. This knowledge is Brahma. This knowledge, this Brahmagyan knowledge, is being imparted in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, that dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumal jovanam jala tatha dehantanam prati dhiras tattva namayati. Dehina, the proprietor of the body, is Brahma, the spirit soul. Try to understand. Don't be foolish to accept this body as I am. No. This is dog's, cat's philosophy. This is not Brahman's philosophy. The Brahman's philosophy is that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. So it is very nice movement, Krishna consciousness, to understand yourself, first of all. Then you understand what is God. And as soon as you know God, then you become a fit candidate to go back to home, back to God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me divyam jo janati tattvato. Anyone who knows me, God says, anyone who knows God in truth, then what is the result? The Brahmana. Na takta deham punar janma naiti. After giving up this body, he does not enter another material body. Then what happens to him? Takta deham punar janma naiti mameti. He comes back to me. So try to understand Krishna. Your life will be successful. Your life will be successful. We are giving a great contribution to the human society to understand God or Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So you can understand God by becoming a devotee. That is not a very difficult task. You can become devotee in two ways. It is not difficult. You can study all these Vedic literatures, scientific Vedic literature. You can understand. But another method is open for everyone. Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. If you simply chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you don't study, to merge into the water is superficial. You will be again evaporated. I am explaining your understanding. Just like you are a drop of water, you are mixed up with the ocean or the water, but in certain season, you will be evaporated again. You will become cloud and again fall down in the surface, and again you go to the ocean. A mixer. So this business will go on.
Yes, of course.
But if you become a fish within the water, you will never leave up.
That's exactly my question is.
Yes.
That I want to go out of this Avagan chakra.
That then you become a fish within the water. Then you will never come out. And if you remain superficially on the water, you will be evaporated.
So there is no remedy.
There is no remedy. You can become a devotee of God, then you will not be evaporated.
That's right.
And if you superficially merge into God, then you will be evaporated. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyate. You will once mix up, again you will be evaporated, again you will mix up, again you will. If you want to stop this, then you become a devotee. Surrender that the fish, a small fish within the ocean, because it has surrendered, it is not evaporated. It is never evaporated. Although it is very small thing. So you become a devotee, don't try to merge, serve, then you are never evaporated.
How can I be devotee if I don't know?
That is Krishna is teaching. Sarva-dhanman paritajyamamitam sarva. That you have to understand. You have to learn Bhagavad Gita nicely. That's all.
Your Honor, sir, what is the duty of the perfect master?
To tease the rascals. The students are all rascals, and the teacher's duty to educate him properly, that is.
Is that the perfect master, when come to the earth, prophet, he showed to the God?
You are asking what is the duty of the master and teacher.
Yes.
The teacher's duty is to make right the rascals, that's all.
When is the perfect
master? So, first of all, this is the duty of the teacher. So therefore, a disciple should consider himself that he is a rascal. And then he goes to a teacher. If he thinks himself that he is quite all right, he does not require a teacher.
But when we are going to the teacher, teacher is showing from the 1, 2, 3, 4, teacher is showing, but not what you call telling to just you. Teacher is telling, teacher is showing us. So the perfect master, when the Lord
but
Krishna
But how do you know the perfect master, if you are a
when
student?
When the Lord Krishna was on the earth.
First of all, you answer me. That if you are a student, how you can know who is perfect teacher?
I am a student, how he is
so you do not know what is your position.
If
you are a teacher,
so,
if you are a student, then you should go to the teacher submissively, not that strong attitude.
If I am the student, excuse me, Your Honor, sir. If I am the student and I am going to the class, and I want to know that he is the principal teacher or not.
But how you gonna know principal teacher or not if you are a student?
Naturally, he is giving us lesson from there. I will understand that he is teacher, and he will show us that this is A, this is B, this is C.
Yes.
Anyhow, the books is near to us, and I do not know that this is A or this is B or this is C.
Yes.
Anyhow, book is near, but the perfect teacher or the master is showing us that this is A, this is B, this is C.
Yes.
And then we know that this is A and this is B and C.
This
anyhow, the before, when we devote our to went to class in the school and the books was very near to us, we do not know this is 1, this is 2, this is 3, this is A, this is B, this is C. Books was near to us with our eyes. We can see. But we do not know what is this A and B, and the teacher is the one showing us that this is A and this is B and this.
That's all right. Then what do you want to know?
I want to know.
To learn from the teacher A, B, C, D. The teacher says this is A, but the student has to accept that this is A. The student cannot argue, so why not this way? That is not a student. When a teacher says that this is A, so you have to accept this is A. You cannot argue. That is the relationship between the student and the teacher. The student cannot argue. The teacher says, this is A. The student has to accept that is A. He cannot argue. If he argues, then he cannot learn. That is the first proposition.
That is correct.
Yes. He must surrender.
But the master is showing A.
Yes, that's all right.
That's why when this guru is coming, we are calling Sadguru or the perfect master, he should show to the ocean of the God. God, he should show us.
So first of all, you learn ABCD then. Without a learning ABCD, how you want to pass any examination? That is not student. The student must submissively learn from the teacher, from the ABCD. And if he makes progress, then one day he will be able to pass the examination.
When the Lord
you cannot learn A, what is there in the examination while studying ABCD. That is not possible. You have to wait. You cannot say immediately, you pass me any examination. That is madness. You must learn first of all ABCD. Gradually. Not all of a sudden. That's all right. Any other question?
Yes. The Divine Grace. I'd like to ask. very, very lowly and simple question. Because sometimes in 1990, I met and talked with Dr. Hachan.
You cannot hear.
We can barely hear you.
We want you to come forward. Come forward.
I want to relate a short brief story which arises this way. Some years ago, I think 1934 or 36, between those times, I met Dr. Hachan very buoyant. I asked him a question. But his answer to me is like this: some days you're going to meet Krishna, and you're going to answer your own question. Now, your divine grace, the question was so lowly, so humble, so natural, that heart really happened tonight. I asked him that in the lectures that has passed, I come to understand that God is love, and that nothing that happens in this world unless God wills it to happen. During those days of suffering, I asked him the purpose of God, of creating man, and if he is all love, if he is all nothing happens without his will, what is his purpose of creating man? And then this man, which he created and claimed to be beloved by him, suffers.
That's your question, why he created you?
And why he is suffering.
Yes.
Why did God...
Suppose a father creates some children. So, the purpose is that he wants to enjoy family life. This is the purpose of creation. But the father wants that each and every one of his children become nicely educated, obedient. But if the child, if the boy is not nicely, properly taking the instruction of the father and spoils himself, and he is in suffering, so is that the fault of the father or the child? Whose fault it is?
If he wills everything,
yes, father directs everything. But if the child does not want to follow the father's instruction, and if he suffers, then whose fault it is? The child's fault or the father's fault?
Of course it's the child's fault.
That is, see, you are child of God, you do not follow the instruction of God, therefore you are suffering.
But being a child of divine grace, he may not know everything.
But he still, he may not everything, but when he's grown up, he must know everything. Just like all these living entities, there are 8,400,000 species of living entities. They are all children of God, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva jomi shukonteya sambhavanti murtayo ya tasang mahatjani brahma ahanga bija padapita. I am the seed-giving plant of all living entities. So there are 8,400,000 species of living entities. Just like there are 2,000,000 species of living entities within the water. Jalajanam, Lakhani, Sthavarala, Vakshankati. In this way, the living entities are growing consciousness. Actually, when it comes in the human form of body, then he is his full consciousness. At that time, that is our subject matter. That time he should know why he is suffering, what is the cause. So similarly, when he finds that he is suffering on account of his being disobedient to the father, and if he rectifies himself, he becomes happy. So you first of all try to understand why you are suffering. And in human form or size, you can rectify why you are suffering. And then you become again happy. God has not made you unhappy. You became disobedient. You wanted to enjoy life in a certain way. God has given you the chance all right. You do it. But you are not happy. God does not want you to become happy. Therefore He comes, He instructs you again and again. But you do not hear. You neglect the instruction of God. There you are suffering. You come to your consciousness, become disobedient to God, you will be happy. That is our problem, Krishna consciousness.
I should have a question,
the
divine wisdom. God wills everything.
Yes. He wills. Without His will, you cannot do anything. But first will is yours. You want you to become like that. God has given you a body like that. You enjoy. But you are not happy. Any other question? All right, let's chant. Chant with them. Yes, they
yes.
Come forward, please.
How do I get master teacher? As I understand, the Ramakrishna movement is a Hare Krishna rather movement is a centering on the practice of chanting the great mantra Hare Krishna. No? My question is, why is it that this particular movement is not emphasizing the so-called meditation?
It is meditation. When you chant Hare Krishna, your senses are attracted by this vibration. You hear. As soon as you hear, your mind is fixed up. That is meditation.
Meditation,
if you meditate individually, you will have to try so many things. But when I loudly chant Hare Krishna, your meditation immediately attracts. This is the easiest method of meditation in this age.